Yeah, I would like to greet all of you. Welcome to Goloka Dham for this very important Janmashtami celebration. I'm saying very important because it is for us, I think, the first great festival, Janmashtami festival. Sorry, these things sometimes take a little time. Now we are in perfect balance. It's the first big festival with the full face. Sometimes I remember meeting devotees who were well known to me, and we followed, of course, the restrictions to be just careful, but you couldn't see the full face, and sometimes you didn't know if you caused pleasure or pain with your presentation. So it's the first festival after the restrictions have been lowered or have gone, and some of you have also been able to travel from distant places. I know we are just starting the festival. You are the early birds, so to say. We expect many, many more devotees tomorrow, and in particularly tomorrow evening, and even still more for the midnight Aratik, the day after tomorrow. I think when we are coming from such a far away places to celebrate together, it's very important that all of us have something like an inner orientation, something that helps us to frame our mind in such a way that we can be very receptive to whatever Krishna and the Vaishnavas think they want to show us. Oh, alas for the day when we human beings stop to move forwards and think about our deepest yearning to be close for Krishna, to Krishna. When we stop yearning like this, at that time all types of material desires come that can become even an obsession, obsessive to us. Or if we stop yearning for Krishna, we can join these unfortunate people who are so close because they have met the holy name and the devotees, but who are now tiring in their efforts, and they are settling in for a normal religious life in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, if you want to heighten your Krishna consciousness, you need to know where you can go. It's to the in the association of devotees where the soul begins to rise again, because the devotees will, in their kindness, speak to us things that we have forgotten. They will address us not by our passport identity, but they will address us by our real identity, that you are a servant of Krishna, you are a part of Krishna. And as the devotees speak more and more, and we listen to them again and again, we will develop our lost attachment to Krishna. In the seventh canto, Yudhishthira asks Narada Muni, how can people who are attached in a material way, how can they make easy advancements? And Narada Muni says, they should go in the association of devotees and listen again and again to the katha, to the talk about Krishna. That's the place where you can go to revive your Krishna consciousness, and that's what you can do at such a place to revive what is your natural birthright. So I welcome you. I wish you a very wonderful experience. I have been invited by the organizers of the festival to share thoughts and inspirations, and I know something which you don't know, therefore we have really some very nice surprises. So I recommend you that you maybe make a photo on your mobile telephone of the schedule. It should be outside the door. It should be hanging there. Is it? Is it there? It is. And then you can know, even when you are in the forest for chanting or to meeting devotees, when the programs happen, and you can participate. Good. So I will sing a little, and then I will say a little bit about the Jamashtami celebration, and I've prepared a meditation on the person whose birthday we celebrate, Madan Mohan, based on the Vrindavan Mahimamrita. I think you will all like to hear the clear language of Prabodhananda Saraswati. Good. So let us start, please. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine. Please, a little bit more present. Namaste Saraswati Deva Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskaryale Satayine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gopakravena He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Jai Jai Radha Kanta Namostu Jai Thapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusuti Devi Pranamami Adipriye Ojayatam Suratur Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Padambojo Yada Madana Mohano Yadadam Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Dana Valla Va Jayo Giri Bharat Hari Jayo Giri Bharat Hari Gopi Dana Valla Jaya Giri Badadari Jaya Giri Badadari Jaya Jamun Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Yudhakundana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Vanachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Ava Vyakunya Vihani. Madhava Jaya Kunya Vihari Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyane Satarine. My dear devotees, already when we came with our car to Goloka Dham, we heard mention of a very important point, and that is that in the material world everything is by its very nature dwindling or deteriorating. You may remember there are these six phases of anything material. It's its birth or the inception, its growth, and then it develops to its potential, but then it starts to dwindle and finally fade away. Think of a building of sand on the ocean. It's there when the child puts the sand on top of each other, makes a nice castle, but the ocean will surely come and take it away. In the same way, everything which we build here, in terms of buildings, careers, name or fame, is to be swallowed by the ocean of time. Things just always come into existence and then they reach their high point and then they dwindle until they fade away. And this is unfortunately also the case with the things which we might need in our devotional service. Think how enthusiastic you were when you came to Krishna consciousness, how much willing you were to take risks for your spiritual life. You even gave up everything. And you know, if someone would say to you now, look at your life, is this ideal or should you move on? You know, yes, you should move on, but it's now more difficult. The enthusiasm dwindles in spiritual life. The purity can sometimes dwindle, so that our practice can dwindle, our ability maybe to, and our willingness to surrender or rise up early dwindles. Everything is under this law of material nature. Both the physical things and the psychological movements. But there is one thing there. Lord Krishna appears And with his appearance, he is stopping this dwindling process and gives us the strength to make a new beginning or to correct what is wrong. There's this verse, I think you know it, it's very well known, which where the Lord gives his own reason why he appears. Can I chant it for you? Yes. Can I chant it with you? Yes. Good. I assume you will chant along with me now, no? Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious, sadhus means also the devotees or the saintly people, to deliver them. And on the other hand, to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. The Lord always appears when his devotee is harassed. Look at his pastimes as the Nrisimha avatar or the Rama avatar. And he also has this purpose as the Krishna avatar, or as the, I say, Krishna avatar, I don't want to say this, as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Let us just go with our mind into the past. How was it like when Krishna appeared? Well, we hear that the earth was overburdened by demonic rulers who had amassed large military forces who would fight for their own personal gain. They were armed with deadly weapons, and really the whole world was really overrun by these armies. It really looked like the end sight scenario. The people were marching everywhere. They may not have had modern boots, but they had the equivalent. For sure, they had more developed weaponry than what we know now. And they were there to suppress the pious people and to wage war against each other for the ultimate political power. This became so bad that the rulers of the universe, Brahma and his devatas, and even Lord Shiva, who came out of his meditation, thought, this is so bad that we can't solve this. We must ask the Almighty Vishnu for his help. So they all came, 33,000 devatas, that was a huge group, and they came to ask the Lord to appear. One acharya asked the question, was it not enough if Brahma would have gone? Why did he need to strengthen his cause by inviting so many devatas? Brahma is well known in the scriptures to just pray to the Lord, and the Lord appears to him and gives him answer and speaks directly to him. Why did he have to bring so many celestial beings to the shore of the milk ocean to address Vishnu? And the answer is that when that the Lord is more responsive to group prayer than to individual prayer. That's also, I think, one of the great advantages of celebrating Janmashtami with many devotees, as opposed to celebrating Janmashtami alone at home. When you join up with many devotees and you engage in the devotional activities of Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing about him and glorifying him, and then the Lord is more, more willing to respond. Especially if the prayers are done with a pure heart. I do remember maybe 7 years ago, the mining industry went to Kamyavan and other holy places to, blow up the mountains, the sacred mountains, with dynamite. They wanted to use the rocks of the mountain for building houses and so on and so forth. And about 20,000 Brijbasis came together to protest. I still remember they had one dead peacock. These are all very much alive. But they had one dead peacock who was killed when there was an explosion for these commercial purposes. And they brought him on a palanquin and as a motivating force. And yes, and at that time, Indra Prabhu came with his kirtan, and we also came with a few kirtan devotees and speaking, and some children were there. When we spoke or chanted, a good atmosphere was created, and only in the same night, a big politician came out there and heard our cause, don't destroy the sacred mountains, and got his whole government on our side, and it was easily finished, this crime. So I just wanted to use this as an analogy that Krishna hears when many devotees come together and plead and sing his names. He listens somehow more. And therefore Brahma, knowing the Lord's mind, arrived at the milk ocean with 33 legs of devatas to pray the Purusha Shukta prayers. And then the Lord spoke to them, actually. He said, he instructed them and told them, I will soon take birth in the earth, and I request all of you, each single one, I don't know if each single one, but many of you, to take your birth in the Yadu dynasty. I will appear in the same dynasty and assist me in my work to re-establish Dharma and to also take care of the miscreants. So, yes, this was the time. It was one scenario of Krishna's appearance. Today I will speak about this scenario, and tomorrow I will surprise you with a total different story of Krishna's appearance, and both are true. Hare Krishna. Yes, Krishna is Krishna. And so on. Yes, so Prabhupada writes or brings this situation into modern times. He says, a devotee feels and fears because I am associated with the material world. So many contaminations affect me. Okay, there may not be many demoniac armies marching in pride. at least not in Germany, and many other places. There are some warlords also now active, of course. But what the devotee is more afraid is than these armies is the material contamination, the influence of being in the world of Maya. I remember we had a good laugh. We were going, driving from where we are with our car to Goloka Dham, and we came to one fork in the autobahn. One thing went to Berlin and the other autobahn went in the direction of Goloka Dham. So just as we were driving and approaching this fork in the road, there was another truck before us which said Maya on it. It was Maya. It was just before our eyes. But then this Maya truck continued taking the left fork of the road to Berlin, whereas we went to Goloka Dham, and we were all sitting in our car. We were looking at that Maya truck and says, "Goodbye, Maya. You're going to Berlin. We are going to Goloka Dham." I thought that was a very auspicious beginning of a long journey. The devotee similarly knows we are now in the association of the material energy, the Maya Shakti. And yes, there is sometimes danger to be a little bit affected in at least some ways, so that our enthusiasm is going down. Prabhupada continues, therefore a devotee is always alert. Alert means, in German, aufmerksam. Alert means something like being awake, being present. In fear, actually, may I not become overwhelmed with material influences. No? This can happen at any stage. It has nothing to do with how long you are in Krishna consciousness. So the devotee is, but the thing is, the devotee is not really afraid of anything except losing Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness, my dear devotees, is something which the world cannot give you, and when you have it, it's something that the world cannot take from you. Lord Krishna describes this in a little bit, this state. Yatro paramate cittam nirudam yoga sevaya. He says, in the stage of perfection, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities by practice of yoga. He really thinks, oh, Maya, you go to Berlin. I have nothing to do with you. This perfection is characterized, you know, how can you notice it? By one's ability to see the self by the pure mind. You understand, I'm a servant of Krishna. And to relish and rejoice in the self. You're happy in that relationship. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth. And upon gaining this, he thinks there's no greater gain. When one is situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. So this is looking in one perspective on Krishna consciousness. If you look from another perspective, a devotee will actually see, who is in Krishna consciousness, that everything that is happening to him is arranged and directed by Krishna. And therefore, he sees Krishna coming to him, whether in success or in failure. When you think you are in control, you are planning and living your life, when there is success, you will most probably be happy. When there is failure, you will become disappointed and anxious. And when there are challenges, you are totally in stress. But if you have a Krishna conscious vision, understanding that everything and everyone moves under the control of Krishna. When there is success, you are grateful. When there is failure, listen to this, you remain optimistic because you know Krishna can turn the table, can change everything if he wants. And if there is a challenge, you become more dependent on Krishna in your mind. You're always dependent on Krishna, but you say, Krishna, if you want, this will work like this. So this level of Krishna consciousness is something that the world cannot give you and the world cannot take away from you. And the devotee is not afraid of anything, not even of death, but he is afraid of losing Krishna consciousness in his mind. So therefore, Jamashtami is the very, very great opportunity for each single one of us to do a little austerity. Yes, I'm serious about this. Try to not eat during the day because Krishna has not yet appeared. How can you eat when the guest has not yet come? Do you do this when you have invited a guest to come and he's a little late? Then, let us eat before him. No, you wait. So the devotee waits on Jamashtami for Krishna to appear with his ordinary food intake. Of course, if you're children and a pregnant mother and a devotee who's very much struggling with tapasya because he has become so soft, then yes, you may eat. But do something on Jamashtami. That's my point. To really prepare for Krishna's arrival. To really prepare for Krishna to come. That will be very good for you. Krishna, by appearing, conquers the obstacles to our bhakti. And bhakti, my dear devotees, is the most important thing that you have. Whatever little bhakti you have, little or great bhakti you have, that's the greatest gift in your life. Because this bhakti is very powerful. Can I quote to you my favorite verse from it's quoted by Jiva Goswami in his book on love. Can I quote it to you? Yes. It's from the Matara Shruti. It's in Anuchetya 1 of the Priti Sandhava. There it can be found. Prabhupada makes mention of this verse in the 10th canto, and here it is for you. I will try to chant it nicely. I think you will understand one word very easily from this. Let's have a little. Bhakti evainam nayati, bhakti evainam dashayati, bhakti vasha purusho, bhakti eva bhuyasi. I think we all understood bhakti. There's a lot of bhakti in this verse. Bhakti brings one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakti brings you to Krishna. Bhakti reveals the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It shows you, here's Krishna, see. Bhakti brings the Supreme Personality of Godhead under control. In other words, when Krishna sees that a devotee whose heart is full of love for him is there, he may change his way. He may go out of his way, change his plan. Bhakti, this is the end line of the verse, is stronger than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Do you like this shloka? I also like it very much. If you want, you can make a photocopy of the shloka I will give to Gaur Krishna, and you can afterwards. So therefore, the devotee wants this. Krishna, I want some bhakti from you. I want that my love for you increases. Because with bhakti, everything which we need and more is obtained. By appearing now Krishna, by making his appearance, Krishna conquers the obstacles to our bhakti. You can see, tomorrow, if you are, this whole festival actually, if you just get into the mood of celebrating, being just happy, birthday celebrator, you will get a lot of bhakti. Sit in the kirtans, talk with the devotees. There are so many wonderful devotees, and you will see how Jamashtami is one of these mothers of devotion. No, like a mother brings forth a child, Jamashtami brings forth bhakti. Yes, yes. So I wanted to make one other remark here. So the only thing a devotee fears is that he forgets Krishna, that he loses Krishna out of the way. And do you know what's the one thing that make Krishna leave your heart? That's a good question, no? Yeah? Envy makes Krishna leave the heart. Someone said another verse. Offenses to whom? Just any? Vaishnavas. Have you seen that when you get really sour on someone and you may have even a good reason to do that, but all of a sudden the bhakti is no longer there, or you don't think of Krishna. Maharaj Rahugana had contact with this great, great Mahapurusha, Maharaj Bharata. And he had really called him bad names, you know, you fat one, you this and that. I don't want to repeat it to you. When he realized that the one who he was offending was a great devotee, he said this word, verse, Naham Vishanka Sura Raja Vajran Natraksha Sulan Mayamasya Dandat Nakyakasa Somanila Vitapastraj Chanke Brisham Brahma Kulavamana. My dear sir, this king says to Maharaj Bharata, who stands there moments before he carried the palanquin of Rahuganad, and he had seen ants crossing the way, and he had jumped to avoid stepping on the ants. So Rahuganad, who was on the palanquin, was shaken, and he totally lost his nerves. He began to use foul language towards Mahesh. What do you think? You move like this, I'm almost falling. And so on. And then Maharaj Bharata addressed him in perfect Sanskrit about the philosophy of life. And Rahugana understood, my God, this is one of these great souls who you can't really recognize because they behave so, they hide themselves, like this one was my palanquin bearer. So he says, my dear sir, the king says, I'm not at all afraid of the thunderbolt of King Indra. No. I'm also not afraid of the serpentine piercing trident of Lord Shiva. I mean, this is something to be afraid of, the thunderbolt of Indra and the trident of Shiva. No, but I'm not so afraid. I do not care about the punishment of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. You know, he has a rod. If he touches you with the rod, you have to die. Nor am I afraid of fire, of scorching sun, of moon, of wind. Nor am I afraid of the weapons of Kuvera. Yet, I am so afraid of offending a Brahmana. I'm very much afraid of this. So, my dear devotees, on this Jamashtami festival, I have two suggestions. The first you heard already, celebrate by hearing about Krishna and singing kirtan, being there for the programs. The second thing is, I really encourage you to take a positive path in serving devotees. To just be there for each other, to help each other go through the festival. I mean, the help I can imagine. Maybe sometimes it will be a little cooler. I greet the coolness like a hungry bhakta, a pizza, you know. In Italy, we almost were roasted. We were grilled. It was so hot. So good. But maybe someone needs a pullover. Someone needs this encouragement and so on. Please be there for each other. Krishna will very much be inspired. So, ending this, I want to lead you a little bit away from Goloka Dham. We always feel, as Goloka Dhamis, that this project, which has been granted to us by the grace of Madan Mohan, and which has been maintained by Radha Madan Mohan, we think this is a gift of God. We also feel that this project, which is surrounded by good forest, reminds us very much of Vrindavan. So therefore this will be a very Vrindavan-like experience. You will see some surprises are coming. So I would like you all now to sit for a moment. Are you energetic or tired? Middle. We have the windows open. That's a good sign. My dear devotees, I would like to welcome you the second time. You have all traveled from far and wide. You have come to this project. Prabhupada said once about our Hamburg temple, Hamburg is not in Germany, it's in the spiritual world. Sorry, not the Hamburg, but the temple. Hamburg is very much in Germany, but the temple in Hamburg is not in Germany, it's in the spiritual world. So let us for a moment focus a little bit our mind. I request you to bring your attention to your legs. Some of you have little feelings for a connection with the body. You can just move your feet a little and then you will know where your legs are. And relax. Go to your lower back and your upper back and relax. Your shoulders, both of your arms, relax. Your head and the mind inside with the many thoughts and feelings. Let it all become relaxed and still. Your face, relax. Do a few deep breaths. Try to bring your mind to the ingoing and outgoing breathing. When you breathe in, stay with your ingoing breath. When you breathe out, stay Prabodhananda Saraswati requests us, place your attention now into the heart. Breathe into the heart and try to envision the lightness and the light that resides there. There is the divine self-manifested abode of Vrindavan. It defeats the effulgence of millions of suns, moons, and fires. There are many trees and creepers filled with fruits and flowers that shower spiritual happiness. There are birds like the cuckoos. They sing sweet songs. Especially the cuckoos sing on the fifth note. Everywhere one goes, one hears the sound of Krishna's enchanting flute. that satisfies the ears of its inhabitants. The peacock makes sweet sound, and their beautiful mountains, groves, rivers and lakes full of nectar. Pray. So, there is a divine couple, Radha and Krishna, who have flower garlands, so many ornaments, sandalwood past. And pray, oh my mind, eternally remain fixed on the moon-like face of Sri Madan Mohan, who enjoys his pastimes in the fresh groves of Vrindavan. May my mind be fixed on Madan Mohan, who awards happiness to the lotus-like gopis. May my mind be fixed on Madan Mohan, who's embraced by the most attractive Sri Radha. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Re Radhe, Jai Re Shyam, Jai Re Shiv Nadavanadam. Jai Re Radhe, Jai Re Shyam, Jai Re Shiv Nadavanadam. Jai Re Radhe, Jai Re Shyam, Jai Re Shiv Nadavanadam. se vrindavana rao. Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Prabhu para, chela, Prabhu para. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki.
So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.